Park City School Board President Mo Hickey says budget projections from 2 years ago are off today's projections by about 0.5% or $500,000. He says insurance costs have risen, something they weren't able to predict until the Affordable Health Care Act went into effect.
We've seen a slight increase in a couple of things with insurance costs, with the Affordable Care Act adding a few additional costs onto it. But our overall fund balance that's available, we're about $500,000 differential from what we predicted 2 years ago at the time, so which is less than 0.5% in our budget.
He says that operationally, they're trying to focus on efficiencies throughout the district to bring the budget back in balance.
Not a question of are we spending the right levels, but are we spending the money properly and where we're getting the greatest impact for it. And I think there are areas we need to look at. As we're seeing things, like, for example, our preschool program has really done a great job preparing kids for the kindergarten level. I think we have to look at some of the services we offer at the elementary level, perhaps, in relation to that.
Hickey says they're being very conservative with projections, showing only 1% growth, which doesn't offset the 8% increase in expenditures.
Again, we keep building the budget, showing no growth this year, 1% for the next 3 years, which is a very conservative based on what we're hearing from, you know, the economic trends at the moment. But that's a number we're comfortable looking at.
Oddly, he says utility costs will increase by 4%. He says they're looking at energy-efficient practices. The PC CAPS program is preparing a presentation to the school board for installing solar panels, which the school board, he says, is open to.
Our CAPS students and a couple of the engineering teachers over at CAPS, where they've done an analysis of solar. We're going to have that coming up shortly, and then they want to do a public presentation on it. So we are looking at it. Again, there's an upfront cost that we'd have to address, which is that's part of what they want to present, is that the upfront cost will be offset by the savings in our electric bill. So Todd Hansen, who runs our buildings, has been looking at energy efficiency, water usage. Cost of water and cost of electricity in the state of Utah is going to go higher for as long as we can predict.
He says a tax increase isn't really being discussed, and a big reason why is equalization talks by state lawmakers.
Senator Osmond is proposing another equalization bill, which would hurt Park City. Like, for example, his bill would take that growth and put it into an equalization pot. He would freeze the basic rate and then take the balance and put it in and then redistribute. We would be a loser. I think the estimate Todd gave last night was $10 for every dollar we collect. We get back, we would lose 10. So you want to look at, if you're going to raise taxes, raise them in a proper way so that we're not making sure that we're not giving the money away.
That's Park City School Board President Mo Hickey. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.